Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Neri Beaver. The scripture is Luke chapter 6, verses 43 through 45.
In our passage today from Luke 6, Jesus is reminding us of the basic principles of growing things. What is planted is what will grow if tended and cared for properly. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit, verse 44a. One of my natural next questions is something along the lines of, okay, but how will I know if I'm a good fruit or a bad fruit? Paul, in his letters, helps us clarify even more. Galatians 5:22-23 highlights the fruits, or evidence of, the Holy Spirit. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance or forgiveness, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. As we look around our lives, both outside and inside, are we seeing this kind of evidence in our lives? Are we seeing something like a pest in a fruit tree trying to eat away at the fruit we are trying so hard to grow? Or perhaps are we trying so hard to be like someone or something else that we aren't providing the right nurturing to the unique ways God has created us? The planting and growing metaphor is one used frequently all throughout Scripture. It makes me wonder if God designed creation to work in such ways to help us understand more richly what it looks like to live in His way. We don't all strive to be the same kind of fruit-producing tree or the same part of the body, to use another of Paul's examples. Now, I need to admit, I am not at all a gardener, but I do know that different plants require different levels of sunlight, water, fuel, soil, etc. So do we, to be the best that God has designed us to be. Anytime I'm unsure about a direction to go, I try to look for the fruit. Where is peace, love, gentleness, self-control? So today, I encourage you to pause and reflect. How is the garden of your heart going? What are some of the pests that keep intruding, and what could be done to reduce and remove them? What does your heart, mind, body, and soul need more of to grow more richly the fruits of the Spirit? Another part of our passage today is a good person brings good things out of the good stored up in their heart, and an evil person brings evil things out of the evil stored up in their heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. This is verse 45. Now, about 5 years ago, I was going through a Lenten devotional app called Into the Desert. One day, the scripture passage was Psalm 81:6-10. I relieved your shoulder of the burden. Your hands were freed from the basket. In distress you called, and I rescued you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Hear, O my people, while I admonish you. O Israel, if you would but listen to me, there shall be no strange god among you. You shall not bow down to a foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Can we pause just for a moment, take a deep breath, and let the tension in our shoulders release to the Lord? Hand him the basket, the heavy load that you are carrying today. Thank you. Okay, back to the story. I got caught up on the last line, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. I started to write it off as prosperity gospel, but then my spirit said, wait, read it again. This isn't someone else's words. This is scripture. Okay, I read it again. And I started thinking of all the things that I want God to give me, and I stopped. My spirit asked, what goes in your mouth? And I got the funny image of suddenly all these things that I had just thought of being stuffed in my mouth. No, those go on the outside. I smiled, thinking of all the people chasing toddlers, repeating the mantra, not in your mouth. So what does go in our mouth? Food, water, air go in the mouth. Nourishment and life. Things we need to thrive, we take in through our mouth. God promises when we are in a posture to receive, He will provide. He is the source of what we truly need, nothing else. What we take in contributes to what is stored in our hearts, which cultivates the soil from which our fruit grows, which is what springs back out of us. What a cycle! I am so grateful that God is with us each step of the way, offering everything we need to love ourselves well and to love all of those around us just as well. Let's pray. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thank you for being such a masterful grower, both in the land around us and the lands within us. We ask that you would show us what you see when you tend the garden in our hearts. Will you show us the places that you are so proud of, that bloom beautifully, and also the places that need more attention? Thank you for knowing just what every area needs. And Lord, will you show us how the fruit and flowers you are growing in us can be given to those around us to brighten their days too? In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.